a few weeks ago, we babysat my best friend's 7-year-old. Her daughter, Emma, came to stay with us just for like, you know, stayed over like one night. So there's this cool bowling alley near our house. And during the day, there's nobody there. So I felt safe taking her bowling. We wore masks, you know, whatever. She did the little girl thing where she rolled it down the alley, you know, like between her legs. And it, you know, went to the gutter like a lot because she's 7. You know, it just does. I used to be on a bowling team. You know, we've been bowling. You know, I'm really into bowling. Like I'm really into it. So naturally, I got more pins because I'm not 7 and I didn't roll it between my legs. I actually bowled. So I, you know, I won. It wasn't really a competition. I wasn't trying to beat the 7-year-old, but you know, I got more points than she did.
You were competing with a 7-year-old, by the way.
Well, there was one time that she rolled it and it did go and it like rolled across and she got, yeah, she did get one strike. And I was like, this bitch. Yeah. It wasn't cool.
You laughed at her and you pointed at her. Yeah. I can imagine.
So, we bowled 2 games, and when we were leaving, she was really upset that she didn't win. And I said, listen, you tried your best. You just started bowling. I've been doing it a long time. You know, if you keep at it, you're going to get better. Like, you're not going to be good your first time out. It's fine. You did a great job for someone who's 7 and someone who's never really bowled before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she was like fine with that. She was fine with that explanation. My girlfriend called me. She's like, Emma told me you took her bowling. I said, yeah. Oh, did I not mean? I thought I told you. I must have told, you know, her husband or whatever. Mm. She said that you beat her both games. I'm like, yeah. She goes, couldn't you let her win one game?
No. She got to
learn. Couldn't you just let her win?
No. You got to learn. If you want to beat me, you got to get better.
But I said to her, I was like, how do you throw a bowling game when you're an adult? You know, like, whoops, I threw it in the wrong alley. Like, what do you do? You know, even if I got 2 pins, she mostly got 0. So I would have to also put it in the gutter every time.
Mm-hmm.
But she was really upset with me. She's like, I don't get why you couldn't let her win one game. Like, you had to win both games. Like, what's up with that? Like, you're competing with a 7-year-old. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We can no longer be friends. I have to hang up the phone now. Goodbye. I took your daughter out. I taught her a lesson. Not everybody can win. I destroyed my kids at bowling every time I took them. Yeah. I got to learn. What are you talking about? No, you learn from birth. Life sucks and you have to get better if you want to win.
So every game you've played with them, whether it's a video game or whether it's like whatever games you play with boys when they're growing up, you never let them win. Like you legit. Oh, okay.
No, I mean, there might have been times where I will slow down if I'm playing a game and they were really young.
Mm-hmm.
But now, hell no, it's game on. When I'm playing Madden football with my kids, I'm destroying them. That's my job. And if I don't, I feel like crap. So,
well, your teenagers should be killing you in that. The fact that you're
exactly.
killing them. At least that's legit. See, at least like, you know, teenagers are great at video games. So that's one thing if you're playing a video game and that's more of an even playing field. But I mean, how am I supposed to? When I was growing up, I would go bowling with adults and they would beat my ass. Like any game I played with adults, nobody let me win. I didn't realize that was a thing that they were expecting, like the let me win thing.
Yeah, see, there was one time when my youngest was playing Call of Duty, and so he's playing with a bunch of friends online. So he hands me the controller and says, I have to use the bathroom. Can you keep playing? We won't tell anybody that it's you playing. Just, you know, play. So, like, 1 minute into it, Christopher, you suck. Why are you sucking tonight? Why? Get off this game, you suck. That's... Yeah, so no, games like that, they'll destroy me. But if it's a football game or something like that, I'm taking you down.
Right. When my dog Marconi was and now he's retired, but he was a therapy dog. We used to go to the library and do this reading program. But sometimes, like, we would get a kid that would read a book and then there'd be no kid after that. So that kid would hang around and they had all kinds of games there and stuff like Candyland or whatever. And I don't know, a kid came and brought in, I don't even know what game it was. It was some stupid game. And the mom was like, do you want to play with him and the dog? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? And I kicked the kid's ass. Like, I kicked that kid's ass. And the mom wasn't upset. Like, she wasn't like, how come you didn't let him win? I didn't even consider that was I'm playing with your 7-year-old. Like, the mom was sitting right there. She could have said, let him win, or she was actually helping him. Mm-hmm. She was helping him, and they were still not. So it was me against, it was two people against me. And I was still beating those idiots. I was still beating their asses.
The fun thing now to do as companies is they'll take off on a Friday and go play Top Golf, which is kind of like a driving range, but it's a bar that happens to be around a driving range.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your bosses go, everybody you work with, they just go hang out and hit a couple of balls. So everybody says, let the boss win. I'm like, hell no. Not letting the boss win. I'm going to talk crap to him the whole time he's playing, and there's no way I'm letting him win. If I can beat him, I'm beating him. Well, that's not good for your career. I don't care. I'm not going to lay down for nobody.
Right. That's weird. You know, you just reminded me when I was at PLJ, when there was a PLJ, we used to do, our morning show used to do this golf tournament. And it was the Scott and Todd golf tournament. It had been going on for, you know, 15 years, whatever it was. And I don't golf, and neither does Todd. Didn't golf either. He played tennis. So he and I went and played tennis together, and we were both pretty evenly matched. And I just, you know, I didn't even think, somebody asked me, someone's like, did you let him win? It's like, we ended up just hitting balls back and forth and took a couple of serves. We didn't actually play for points or whatever. But the fact that when we got back, everybody asked me that question. Did you let him win?
No.